This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Crystal Moore grew up in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but as an adult, she is no longer in the church. However, that doesn't mean she's fully moved away from her early life as a Mormon. In fact, she bases her comedy on her childhood religion. She says it is how she processes and makes sense of her experience in the church. Moore produces a live comedy show in Boise that's called the Jack Mormon Comedy Hour. And she is joining us live in studio to talk about finding humor with a new community. Crystal, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so first, just tell us about your previous life in the LDS church and what that was like growing up with that religion.
For me, my whole family was Jack Mormon, which just means that you're a bad Mormon. So we were black sheep. The whole family was black sheep. So it was a very isolating feeling, but at the same time, you really desire to fit in. I think everybody desires to fit in. So it was a whole lot of feeling like it isn't right. I don't feel right here, but I really, 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 really want to fit in here. I really want to be this thing.
So for you then, growing up, when you say, you know, your whole family was Jack Mormon, were there times when you were growing up that you tried to become more active in the church? I mean, what did that look like then?
Most certainly. My parents were inactive when we were younger. And then you get to be 12, and that is sort of a point in Mormonism where you start, you join the young women's or the young men's. Mm-hmm. And so the other 12-year-olds in your town, in your ward, I think get sent out on a mission for you and befriend you. And you feel like all of a sudden you have these friends, and they really want you to be active in this thing. And so you just want to be active in it, too. It's quite, Disney on the surface. And so you want to be a part of that, yeah.
Well, what's interesting, too, was when you grew up in the Treasure Valley in a small town. So when you grow up in a small town, in your case, most people were Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, there's a pretty good-sized crowd, yeah.
So then that kind of wanting to fit in, especially at 12, like that middle school age, right?
I know, right? It's just cruel.
So then you're trying, you know, if this is what's going to make you fit in, I could see how you would want to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I was a good kid. I really wanted to do the right thing. That was really important to me, I think, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's part of me. So it was grown and fed through the doctrine of the Mormon church, for sure, doing the right thing, choose the right.
So you eventually leave the church. How did your family and friends take that?
I first became inactive, and there's a lot of people that just don't go to church or just aren't active. So my initial inactivity didn't cause anybody any alarm. Nobody was talking about it. I just stopped going because I didn't fit in, and I was exhausted of trying to fit in. And it was a little while later that I was challenged to look into it.
Mm.
And being still a proud Mormon at heart, I sought to prove them wrong, and sparing the details, which any curious listener could find in a free publication called the CES Letter, I officially left 12 years ago.
Okay.
And removed my name from the records.
So then how does comedy come into all of this?
Well, there's a lot of funny stories you have growing up Mormon, for sure. And a lot of funny stories you have trying to fit into regular life outside the church that you don't realize is that different until you're there. And you're like, oh, wow, okay.
I never knew that existed.
Oh, I'm real weird.
We actually have some audio from one of your comedy shows about the moment you left the church. Because I didn't know this. Turns out you need a notary public to make it official. So take a listen to this.
I left so long ago it required a notary of the public. Some of you will remember those days, right? Weird day for the notary. I come in with my formal letter of religious dissent. Are you sure this needs to be notarized? What the f*** do you think I'd be here if I didn't need to be notarized? I'm not a crazy person. Now stamp my resignation letter from this pulp, please.
Well, to say the least, I am sure you've created some controversy with this. But tell us about you starting, tell us the story about you starting the Jack Mormon Comedy Hour. You did this about 3 years ago.
I did. I had been doing comedy for 4 or 5 years at that point, and I'd met 6 or 7 local comedians that were also ex-Mormon, and we just knew each other in that, like, creepy Mormon way. Like, you're Mormon. Dude, no, you're not Mormon anymore. You're ex-Mormon. How
can
far
you, can
out?
You tell?
Like, oh, yes, you can tell. I can tell a Mormon, and I can tell a Jack Mormon, and I can tell if you're ex-Mormon.
Wow.
It's a weird thing.
It's a special skill. It's a talent.
Yeah, you just smell it on each other. Yeah. I don't know.
So you start the. So you start this, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, so we would talk because before I met them, I was very isolated in that experience. I didn't know there were so many people that also had that experience of leaving the church. So I talked their ear off about it, and we would talk about the material you can't give to a regular audience without history and context and terminology, and then your time's up, and nobody laughed.
Except for the ex-Mormons in the audience.
They were like, oh, yeah, I know that word. So I said, oh, you know, there's probably a pretty decent crowd these days. Let's do a Jack Mormon Comedy Hour. And Casey Hunt, who produces charity comedy shows now called Goodness Gracious. The next one's tomorrow, so I got to plug him for that. We're still do-gooders. He booked the night for me at Liquid Laughs, took a chance on me, and we just packed the house. I didn't realize before this there were so many in the Treasure Valley, so it was a really overwhelming moment for me, I think.
Is it therapeutic?
Oh, for sure. I get so many messages, and the people that come up to us after the show, you know, just thank you so much. This was such a cathartic night for me, and I really needed to just laugh about these experiences that, you know, you don't talk to your coworkers about going to the notary and having your formal letter of resignation from a church signed.
Right.
You know, they...
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's not really water hole talk, you know.
Right, right. We're speaking with Crystal Moore of the Jack Mormon Comedy Hour. So, okay, we know what the reception's been like for people who are Jack Mormons and maybe people who are not Mormon. What about active Mormons?
It's... I get attacked online, for sure, by a few accounts that are anonymous people. And I'm not the only one. You know, I'm not the only ex-Mormon being attacked online that's vocal about it. If you're saying anything about it, you're being attacked online by a few zealots. And it's unfortunate.
But I would say that, you know, that, as you said, a few zealots, because there are good people.
Oh, the people are so good. They're the best people I know. The best people you know are probably Mormon, especially here. We're in Mormon country, but you know, they want to be good people. They want to do good things.
Mm-hmm. It's just that it doesn't fit for everyone.
Yeah, it does not fit for everyone, and it doesn't allow. It doesn't allow for people to be different. That's why I think if you see the media for it, you've noticed the little black sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And each of the performers I've made little black sheep of, that's what it is to be Jack Mormon, or really just someone that doesn't fit in at any church or school or work or family, is that, you know, you kind of feel like a black sheep. But we're all different, you know, and that's, I think, why it's so scary. And I understand why we put on the wool that we do to fit in. So I understand why they put on the wool that they do to fit in.
Are you worried or concerned that your comedy will be seen or viewed as disrespectful for people that still practice this religion?
Oh, I get told often. Yeah. And I hope that, you know, if you think that you understand that I earnestly empathize with how you feel, because I've been there and I've believed that and I can see it that way. I can justify that feeling. But there's a whole lot of people out there that feel differently, and it's a positive experience for them and cathartic for them and healing and fun.
Well, and do you think too that even though, yes, you are, you know, doing this Jack Mormon comedy hour, so you are finding comedy in your experience having been in the church, that is not everyone's experience.
Yes. I don't think it's everyone's experience, and I think there's a lot of people that have a good experience there, and that's perfectly fine. I happen to feature comedians that have a similar experience to mine, to that crowd that has a similar experience to mine, because it is an isolating experience, and for me it was so important to see how many of us were out there. There's 100,000 recovering Mormons on ex-Mormon Reddit. They call it that. There's Facebook groups and local support groups. In that way, we're still very Mormon.
Yeah.
You can take us out of the Mormon, but you can't take the Mormon out of us.
You can't take the Mormon out of the girl. Right? So how do you balance comedy and empathy? Because just sitting here talking to you, I can feel how empathetic you are to people that may be offended by what you do.
Thank you. That means a lot to me, sincerely. I think I'm a really harsh critic of my own message, of my own comedy, of my own jokes, of my own writing, whatever I'm writing. It's really important to me, and always has been, to see it from every person's perspective and feel that from their perspective and do what I can to, if it hurts, lighten that or offer some sort of laugh afterwards for consolation or something, because I think you can get to everybody if you really think about how they're seeing it.
And so if people want to see the Jack Mormon Comedy Hour, how do they do that?
It is October 3rd, so Thursday at Liquid Laughs. You can go to the website, my website, the Jack Mormon Comedy Hour, and buy tickets there. Or you can look it up on Facebook. There's an event page. You can buy tickets there as well.
I want to thank you so much for coming in, Crystal. I know you were nervous about coming in and talking about this part of your life, but I appreciate you being open and honest about your experience.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity and the understanding. You know, it's
absolutely. We've been talking with Crystal Moore of the Jack Mormon Comedy Hour. As Crystal mentioned, their next show is this Thursday, October 3rd in Boise. Up next, the Museum of Idaho. It's getting an update. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.